Disturbing headlines, tariffs, rising costs, and an exodus of young people. Problems face Greater Victoria, but those things won't change without a beacon of hope and a plan of possibility. That's the message from South Island Prosperity Partnerships, SIP, in their launch of the Possibility Charter, a community-driven pledge to build Greater Victoria's future on a foundation of hope, creativity, and entrepreneurship. The nonprofit organization consists of municipal governments, First Nations, post-secondaries, major employers, industry associations, and fellow nonprofits. Their goal is to diversify and develop the Southern Vancouver Island economy through collaboration. SIP launched the charter, a first of its kind in Canada, on October 7 at Coast Ocean Innovation Hub alongside the unveiling of their 5-year economic development plan for the region, Rising Economy 2030. It's a call to action for Greater Victoria to embrace creativity, take risks, and co-create a future where people and businesses can thrive together, says Aaron Stone, CEO of SIP. By pairing the charter with SIPP's 5-year plan, we are giving our region both the vision and a plan to succeed. Dallas Gislason, SIPP's executive director, regional economies, and lead of the Task Force Secretariat, said that the charter is really just a launch point for further action that will drive momentum. One area of focus is invigorating young people and their energy, ideas, and innovation with the tools and programs they need to succeed, he said. Then we can actually engage the business community so they'll have mentors, champions, access to capital, and move them along that continuum of idea into reality. It ties into an area that he identifies as key to focus on first: hope. Focus on what's strong, not on what's wrong, he said. It's easy for us to point out all the challenges, and there are a lot of these big external forces coming at us. One thing we can do as a region is really get at our strengths in front of us and ask, how do we build upon these? The strengths identified in the economic plan include the blue economy, clean tech, and life sciences. The plan also highlighted 4 pillars of a new economy: resilience, inclusivity, sustainability, and entrepreneurship. SIP is already working with businesses, including the Center for Ocean Applied Sustainable Technologies, COAST, which he says needs another growth surge to actualize our strengths. That work includes advancements in clean energy, autonomous marine vessels, and ocean data. SIP aims to attract 15 new companies to the region in the ocean tech space, as well as upscale over 1,500 people into the blue economy. Gislason said the second key focus is boosting the competitiveness of local manufacturers in markets outside the U.S. SIP is already working with companies to improve their efficiency so they can drive down costs and compete globally. Other key actions include building on the tremendous momentum built through the Indigenous Prosperity Center and piloting a model to keep ownership of local real estate in community hands. The event featured a panel of 4 Greater Victoria leaders, including Olivia Ween, recent UVic business graduate, Tinka Robev, owner of Puzzle Lab, Oshka Work of Work Consulting, and Robert Mittelman, a dean at Royal Roads University. They shared their concerns, hopes, and what they saw as exciting about the charter. I think that this initiative is really bringing humanity back to prosperity. Beyond just pure bottom-line capitalism, what are we trying to build in this region? Said Robev. Leaders share tangible actions inspired by the charter. After the event, Victoria News asked some at the event a question: what is an action you feel inspired to take based on what you heard here today? Tinka Robev, owner of Puzzle Lab: first, I'm going to share this beautiful document with all my networks and try to spread the energy from the room today to my broader community. One very actionable thing I heard was hiring students, looking at the co-op programs, and engaging local students who are coming up through the system to get them involved in real-life experiences. Steve Duck, Sydney Councillor: one action is collaboration at all levels in terms of shared services, and we've seen that's been demonstrated throughout the municipalities. I think we need to expand shared services. Darlene Hallstein, the Bay Center: keep the optimism going. I'm a very optimistic person by trade, but I think it's easy, as they noted, to get down into the negative. I'm actually very excited about this new charter. Olivia Wien, recent UVic business graduate. I'm going to speak with Brock Smith, who leads a mentorship program. Basically, they do little markets and entrepreneurship with young people in high school. I would love to get involved and go speak with young people. Chris Coleman, Victoria Counselor. There's a myriad of actions we can take, but part is the way we create opportunities for the next generation. In the panel's speeches, the young graduate from UVic knocked it out of the park. She referenced Dr. Brock Smith, UVic School of Business. He runs a program and public workshop where young entrepreneurs can show their products. They usually do it in the Bay Center. They had 200 young entrepreneurs presenting their products last year and learning business skills. That's the beginning of setting down roots for the next generation of entrepreneurs, to go out and support people like Dr. Smith. Alex Brocklebank, Island Savings. Get awareness out about what SIP is doing. It's pretty inspiring. Carrie McClay, Tulipi Nori, Victoria Native Friendship Center. One tangible action I'm inspired to take is to deepen my engagement with local businesses by creating a simple, ongoing way for them to contribute directly to reconciliation and the call to action 92 through monthly giving. I want to connect dialogue to action through my campaign, Allies in Reconciliation, sharing the path forward to help companies move from awareness of truth and reconciliation to measurable support for the urban indigenous community.